Shaking it up with Sheikh Fayaz. Nightly Ramadan Reflections.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وبه نستعين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. After the nights of Layal al-Qadr and the nights of divine decree whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw our devotion and dedication to Him, and we have emptied our heart of sin and vice and transgression by kathrat al-istighfar, consistent seeking of forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The idea is that now that the heart has been emptied from all vice and darkness, we are meant toward filling that heart with light, filling that heart with virtue, filling that heart of ours with beauty. Where throughout the year, throughout the days and the weeks and the months, we consistently distance ourselves from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though He's consistently reaching out to us and seeking to draw us closer to Him azza wa jal, we are often pushing Him away, remaining forgetful and negligent of our divine covenant, or the divine covenant that He has over us and the fulfillment of His commandments over us. But as we walk away from the holy month of Ramadan, as the days and the nights quickly pass us by, there's a responsibility for us again to cling toward that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed upon us, and that is the Holy Quran. Because through recitation, through reflection, through contemplation, through meditating upon the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He speaks to us within this book, we have the opportunity to fill these hearts with all of those most perfect qualities of remembrance, of dhikr, of compassion, of knowledge, of light, of virtue, so that we continue to live our lives by utilizing the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a book of guidance. And I thought that I should reflect a little bit in regards to some of those things that we need to do in terms of really being amongst those who build that firm, solid relationship with the Holy Quran, specifically during these nights of the holy month of Ramadan. Firstly, it's important to remember that the Holy Quran is not a book that you would read like you were to read any other novel or book of history, or whatever it may be. But rather, it's a book that you have to actively engage with. So for instance, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He speaks about His creations, and He tells you to look at the creations, you need to actually look at the creation and put the Quran down and look outside and look at the stars and the moon and the oceans and the rivers and the trees. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us about the verses of paradise and He describes them to us, that means that we pause our recitation for a moment and we imagine what life is like in paradise in the company of the Prophet, with gardens and with rivers and with trees and with all of the beauty that God explains in detail during the course of His descriptions. And then you raise your hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant you paradise. At the same time, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He recollects for us within the Holy Quran about the descriptions of divine punishment and His wrath and that which the disbelievers have to go through for consistently transgressing God's boundaries and causing corruption on the earth, we have to imagine ourselves receiving that punishment after recollecting and holding our own sins to account. And then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins and to not be amongst those who are admitted into the divine inferno. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the stories of Adam, of Noah, of Abraham, of Moses, of Jesus, of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, or even of the past communities of Ad and Thamud and Midian, the people of Salih, all of these anecdotes, all of these stories, all of these historical glimpses are not meant solely to tell us a historical time period that took place several centuries ago, but rather they're meant to allow for some sort of active engagement with. See yourself in the company of the people of Nuh alayhi salam. Would we have laughed and mocked Prophet Nuh alayhi salam as he was building an ark for several years, preparing for a massive flood during a period of drought? When we look at the story of Musa alayhi salam, would we have been on his side, supporting him throughout all of that which he had to endure? Or would we have lined up around the ranks of the Pharaoh? Similarly, when you go through the stories of all of these messengers and prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the idea is to put our feet into those shoes, to see what life would be like if we were at that moment in that situation. That's how you want to read the whole Quran, in some sort of active way. Where many a time we set lofty goals, which are good, to complete the recitation of the Quran throughout the course of this month. And if we don't do so, we begin to get upset with ourselves. Rather, we take the Quran and we utilize those lessons that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to take from it. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Do you not contemplate upon this Quran? In another verse, God states, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَسَسِهِمْ إِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Within these stories, there's a lesson, but only for the people who know, only for the people who reflect. Like we mentioned before in a previous episode, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts on display for us certain stories and certain examples, but the idea is that we're consistently building off of them, that we're studying in the Quran literally by having a notebook next to us or the notes section on our iPhones, and we're taking notes, we're discussing with ourselves, even if it has to be, if you don't have anyone else to discuss with. And go back years from now and see how you read that verse, what situation you were in, were you stressed out, were you going through difficulties, were you happy? All of that changes and it influences the way that we understand the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which also demonstrates its beauty because it's this gift that keeps on giving. Every time you read the same exact verse, it might speak to you differently based on what you are going through. Because remember that the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not limited to the prophets or to the scholars or to any particular individuals. It's not a book only for the elite, no. It's for you and I. And again, more than anything else, the whole Quran is meant to fill up this heart with virtue. It's meant to guide us in ways that we could have never imagined. It's the book that consistently, directly speaks to the believer when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds you of the fact that He is the creator of the heavens and the earth so consistently. وَالَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. He tells us that numerous times in different ways within the whole Quran. He is the one who created the heavens and the earth. Why is God consistently reminding us of that? Except to humble us, except to speak to us, except to get our attention. Imagine someone comes and speaks to you in that lofty way, in that sort of majestic way. You're naturally going to be attentive to what it is that they have to say. And then when God tells you, do not look up at the birds that are flying over you, who takes care of them and who sustains them? He's not just saying it so that you read a verse and you check off a box. I speak to myself before anyone else. But rather as a reminder. As a reminder that in the same way that He sustains those birds flying in the sky, or in the same way that He sustains those fish who live in the depth of the ocean, He's also not going to forget about you or I. The Quran is known as a reminder, a dhikr. So let it be a reminder during these course of these nights and days during the holy month of Ramadan, but let it also serve as a reminder for the remainder of our lives, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for tawfiq. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala al-tahirin.
Follow Sheikh Fayaz on Twitter and Instagram @FayazJaffer and look out for him on Facebook.